called JB, starring Netflix show, Last Chance U. You're listening to everybody's favorite coach. All you high school coaches, players alike, listen in. Don't be slaps. Pay attention. Hey, man, you'll get some good content. It's the real Coach JB. Hey, are you ready
for football? Welcome back to Tri-States Inside the Huddle, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. As always, this is everybody's favorite coach, Coach Manaman, and it is rivalry week around our area as two teams battle for the last playoff spot as the Cascade Cougars will face Beckman Catholic Friday night. Later in the episode, we will have Nathan Shakamil checking in to let us know what's going on Cascade side of things. And then we're also going to have Cody Hagman from Beckman Catholic check in, letting us know what's going on in the Beckman locker room as well. Couple things, if you're listening to this on Spotify, we do have some interesting poll questions up there. If you listen on Spotify, it gives you a little bit different listening experience. And the questions this week, we have a poll question: who earns a playoff spot? Is it going to be Beckman or is it going to be Cascade? And then we know anytime there is a Beckman-Cascade rivalry game, somebody always comes up big. Somebody always makes a big play or has an amazing performance. Our short answer question is, which player for Beckman or Cascade will shine Friday night? This episode of Tri-States Inside the Huddle, part of the Dubuque Sports Podcasting Network, would not be possible if it was not for all of our great sponsors. Huge thank you to Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance, Assured Partners through Eric D'Souza, Kramer Pest Control, Sam Herrig Agency through State Farm, Extreme Strength and Sports Performance with Jacob Kerman, Lane Madsen, State Farm Insurance, Dino at the Log Cabin, Dusty at the Doghouse, JJ Butcher with Realty One, Harris Golf Carts, The Ultimate Sports Weekend, Bar Raising Fitness, Cummer Masonry, and last but not least, Advance Wellness Center. This is our Nolan Weber Insurance Game of the Week, Beckman versus Cascade. Find us on social media, pick the winner. Predict the correct score for a podcast shout out. This is a couple weeks due, but I do want to give Jake Rudin his props. He predicted the score correctly of the Western Dubuque North Scott game. So, Jake, congratulations on your shout out, and I hope Western Dubuque keeps that magical run going. Checking in here via the Nolan Weber Insurance Hotline through American Family Insurance, one of the top two-way players in our area, top of the leaderboards in receptions, top of the leaderboards in tackles, top of the leaderboard in interceptions, Nathan Shakamil. Joining us now via the Nolan Weber Insurance Hotline through American Family Insurance is one of the best two-way players in our area from the Cascade Cougars, Nate Shakamil. Nate, welcome to Tri-States Inside the Huddle.
Thank you. How's it going?
It's going well. The Lions won this week. They're playing really good football. And I think everybody listening to this that's a Cascade Cougars fan is hoping for a second win in the win column, pushing it to a winning streak of two wins in a row. But we have a rivalry week. Dyersville Beckman and Cascade have been rivals for as long as I can remember, and I'm 41 years old. Both teams, I think, wish they would have a better record right now. Cascade at 1-6, Beckman at 1-5, but there is a playoff berth on the line Friday night. What's it like in the locker room with the Cascade Cougars right now?
Oh, there's a lot of energy after last week's win. Everyone seems to be feeling good, and oh, it's Beckman this week, it's Beckman, it's all we're hearing. So there's a lot of energy, anticipation, and excitement for us.
Have you heard anything from the community? Has anybody reached out, or what's it like in the Shakamil household right now?
Right now it's pretty crazy, you know. I mean, there's obviously some people in the community who reached out and said, "Go get Beckman this week, go get a dub, go get that playoff spot and whatnot." So
I thought the TH had a typo. I actually had to reach out to Danny Miller because it said a win and get in playoff berth. And he explained to me that the lower classes do it a little bit differently. So it's exciting that Beckman and Cascade are still alive. Let's talk about the season. Let's talk about how it's going. Your dynamic playmaker, Ty Frazier, was injured at halftime of the first game opening night. How has Ty helped rally the team, even though he's not able to suit up on Friday nights?
Ty still gives us energy from the sidelines, still talks us through things, helps us in situations that we may not know and that he obviously has the experience of. So he'll help all of us out with things we should be doing, or we do something wrong or something, he'll say, "Try this instead," and it usually always works. So yeah, Ty still is a great leader for us over there on the sidelines. It sucks that he can't play, but I'm glad that he still is the leader that he is over on the sidelines.
Nate, the one thing I love about you, and I'm going to share some behind the scenes podcast type stuff, is you are a kid that I would say bet on yourself. So whenever I have a guest on, I always invite audience question. Or you had a question for your coach, Coach Frick, saying, "What are your expectations for Nate Shakemil this year?" And he expected some big things out of you, and you have delivered. So how has this season been going for you personally? I know that Cascade, and I know you're a win first, do whatever it takes to win, and you have done that, but the team unfortunately has fallen short a couple times. So how's the season going for you on a personal level?
I'd say it's been going pretty well. I mean, there's obviously things I'd like to be doing better, but that's not always the case. You just gotta do as best as you can do. And I'd say it's been pretty well. I mean, obviously, yeah, you'd like to have more wins and such like that, but we're a young team, but not to make an excuse, but I mean, our young guys have been stepping up here as of lately, I would say. So we're definitely progressing.
Right now, Nate currently has 36 receptions on the year. One of the leaders in the area. He's got four touchdowns, averaging 11.4 yards a catch, which gets us to your quarterback, Will Hush. Currently was co-player of the week for Tri-States Inside the Huddle. He's coming off a week where he went crazy on both sides of the ball, threw for 127 yards, two touchdowns in the air, over 100 yards on the ground, three touchdowns on the ground, also had an interception on defense. Talk about his play last week and how he can help this momentum going for the Cougars to propel them into the playoffs.
Yeah, Will was a dog last week. I mean, nothing short of it. He played his tail off on defense, offense, everything. I mean, it was a wet night, so he was a little tougher passing the ball, but he still did a great job. And then he took it in his own hands and he ran the ball really well. I mean, our line gave him really good holes to run through, but still, he had some nice break tackles and some nice moves to get in the end zone.
You've had an outstanding year receiving the ball, but we've also had some Cougars who have been running it well this year. So far, Cascade's leading rusher is Will Hush, your quarterback as well, but Cass Huffman has been doing a nice job as well. What can you tell us about Cass?
Yeah, Cass has been, I mean, been kind of a tough year for him. Like the first 4 or 5 weeks, I'd say he had like an ankle injury after the first game. So he's been kind of hurt and on and off, in and out of games, the first probably 5 games. But last week, I'd say, was the first week that he was like fully healthy, and it showed on the field. I mean, you look at his rushing yards from last week, over 100 rushing yards, a bunch of passing yards, and stuff like that. So I would say that Cass is healthy. We're a better team, that's for dang sure.
Defensively, you're also the Cougars' leading tackler with 65 tackles on the year. And then you are also tied for the league lead in the area with 3 interceptions as well. Defensively, what do we have to do to stop Beckman? We know they are a ground and pound team. What have we seen in the film study? What have you seen personally that they're going to do and that we're going to have to stop in order to beat Beckman Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched a little bit of film on Beckman, but not a lot as of now. And from what I've seen is, yes, they do a lot of running and some tight end sets, some wing sets, stuff like that. But, I mean, they can pass it too, so got to be ready for everything against them.
Right now it looks like they're a tough team to plan for because they do have 2 quarterbacks who have thrown over 45 passes. They do have 2 running backs who have over at least 250 yards rushing. And then Benton Bogey and Cole Hirsch are having a nice season wide receiver wise with 15 grabs from Benton and 11 from Cole. Does that make it hard to plan when they have 2 quarterbacks that they can throw out there at you, 2 running backs who are averaging 3 and 5 yards a carry respectively? And then you mentioned their tight end sets as well.
Yeah, I mean, Beckman, they have players for every spot, so definitely got to be ready for all of them. I know, I think their quarterback is TJ Fear, but he had a concussion or something during the year, so he's back and better now. I mean, he's a good quarterback, so he knows what to do with the ball. I mean, their receivers, as you said, they have good amount of receptions, good amount of yards, so it's not like we can just stop one player. I mean, they got players everywhere, so we'll have to stop them all.
I'm going to throw out a name here, somebody I know Coach Frake is going to talk to you guys about in film study. What do we know about him? Tanner Oswinkle. He currently leads the area in sacks with 6 sacks. And we know that Will, you mentioned it before, he's got a little bit of dog in him. We know he is that dual threat. He can run it. He can also pass it as well. But what do we have to do? And I'm saying we, like I live out in Cascade, but and that's my biggest pet peeve when people say that when referring to their team. So what does Cascade have to do to slow down Tanner Oswinkle on defense?
Well, we're definitely going to have to get some hands on him and stay in front of him so that he doesn't have just a free shot to sack a quarterback, because as the stats show, he will. So, I mean, maybe we'll have to do a double team, maybe we'll have to do something, but might have to plan a little bit differently so that we make sure that his number gets blocked.
He's definitely going to need to be blocked. I hope he doesn't have any sacks in your defense there, because people listening to this are going to want Cascade to come out with that victory and that playoff berth, which is my last question before we welcome in our guest from Beckman, is what does Cascade have to do to beat Beckman? I know if Coach Frake was here right now and if I was talking to him, he would probably say that some of the games Cascade lost, they could have won those games. They were in those games at time, whether it be a play or an injury or a penalty. But what does Cascade have to do to ensure that they continue their winning ways with a 2-game winning streak and then they propel themselves into the playoffs with a victory Friday night?
Yeah, we're going to have to play clean. We're going to have no penalties and not give Beckman a bunch of free yards. And then we're going to have to execute our game plan, whatever that may be. We're going to come in and do it to the best of our abilities, win the one-on-one battles, and play well, play the team.
Nate, best of luck on Friday night, and thank you for joining me on Tri-States Inside the Huddle. Stick around. We have a word from one of our great sponsors, and then we're going to welcome in our guest from Dyersville Beckman. Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor. Contact Nolan or a member of his crew at 563-258-5467 to request a quote. You can also find this highly
Reviewed Agent on Facebook by searching Nolan Weber Insurance.
Joining us via the Nolan Weber Insurance Hotline through American Family Insurance is one of the two-headed monster for the Dyersville Beckman Tailbacks. It is Cody Hagman. Cody, welcome to Tri-States Inside the Huddle.
Thank you.
I got to ask, there's a huge rivalry for as long as I can remember between Beckman and Cascade. I know both communities and I know both coaching staffs and both football teams all wish their record was a little bit better right now, but it doesn't get any better than a rivalry game Friday night with a playoff berth on the line. So how are things in the Beckman Catholic locker room, and how about around the community? Are people excited?
Oh yeah, people are very excited. We have a rivalry in about every sport, and this year I think the football one will be great. And with the playoff berth on the line, it even makes it more exciting. And in the locker room, it's been a really great experience. Everyone's always hyped up, and they've been talking about it for weeks. Everyone's always excited for the Beckman Cascade game, and everyone's really excited for this one.
I'm excited, too, to see how it folds out. I read in the paper Saturday morning before I took my kids to swim lessons, which was awful. That's a whole nother different story. That's a whole other different podcast. But yeah. I read that Cascade had won, and they play Beckman for a shot with a playoff berth on the line. And I was really excited, one, but surprised because both teams coming into this game only have one win. And I reached out to Danny Miller from the Telegraph Herald, and he told me that the lower classes do it a little bit differently, which I think is exciting because once everybody gets to the playoffs, everybody has the same record. Everybody's 0-0. But looking at Cascade, they're coming off a win against Durant where they played really good football. Since you've watched some film and people talk around the community, what does Beckman have to do to beat Cascade Friday night?
I think we need to, one, what you said, you had an interview with Nathan Shockmill earlier. He's been a really great person on their team this year. I saw he leads their team in tackles. He leads them by a lot, so we're going to have to keep him away from our offensive players. And he's had a lot of receptions, and we got to get our offense going. Usually Eli Kleisner and Isaac Berlich, he's a dog. If you think you're bringing him down, you're not. And TJ Thier, if we get them going, I think we'll get rolling.
Now, you are right about Nathan Shockmill. Not only does he lead them in tackles, he also leads them in interceptions as well. And then the area with 36 receptions. So how do we stop a guy like that when you see that he's just all over the field? Do we put a spy on him? Do we put eight guys on him? Do we make somebody else beat you? How do you go about stopping him, or do you just hope to contain him?
We're definitely gonna have to contain him, maybe put someone on him like Benton Bogey. He really locks down a lot of people. And I saw their QB had a great game last week, so we're going to have to keep our eye on him and keep that QB contained too.
What can you tell us about their quarterback, Will Hush, dual threat?
He's a good rusher also, and so we're going to have to keep that in our game plan. And even though we're going to have to watch where he throws the ball, we're going to need to cover the flats to make sure he doesn't rush anywhere else.
Let's talk about your quarterback. You mentioned before TJ Thier. He's come on of late. I believe he started off the year with zero touchdowns and three interceptions, and he's turned it around. Yep. Four touchdowns to three interceptions. And I know from my years of coaching football that the quarterback is usually the leader on the field, and he's the leader inside of the huddle. Has TJ been that way this year, or has somebody else stepped up in the huddle on a leadership role?
He's been a really great leader too also, and he's really good. He gets the team going a lot. I think one of our main leaders is Griffin Davis. He likes to get people going. He's our offensive lineman and defensive lineman, and he really just gets people fired up. He's not afraid to speak up, and he's our best team leader on the team, I think.
You're coming off a game where you had over 100 yards rushing. I could be wrong, but I believe it was your best rushing game on the year.
Yep.
Two-headed monster, you and Isaac Berlog. How do you two complement each other? And you guys are young in the backfield. Next year, he's only a junior. You're only a sophomore. But how do you guys complement each other in the backfield?
Just like when they think he's coming, then I start coming. But then I think when we put him at tailback and me at fullback, I'll do some good blocking for him. And once he gets that ball, it's over. Like, he'll obviously get 10 yards. They ain't breaking him down. He breaks so many tackles, and he hits that hole hard. Isaac Berlog is a great, great running back, and we'll have him next year, and he'll be great.
He's also averaging 5 yards a carry, so you give it to him on first down and second down. You should have yourselves a first down. Is that generally how you guys line up? You're the fullback, the blocking back, and he's the tailback, or do we rotate that?
We usually do that, yeah. I'm a little bit bigger than him, so I like to block for him, and he's really fast. He's breakaway speed, and yeah, he's a great running back.
You have some big shoes to fill because Beckman's always been known for their fullback. Owen Hewengarth from a couple of years ago. Big O was a great fullback there as well. Let's talk about your offensive line, because you can't go over 100 yards on the ground if you don't have a great offensive line. And it looks like the offensive line is getting better. And that's what makes this game Friday night a lot more exciting, because both teams are playing their best football. And that's all a coach asks for at the end of the year, is to have your team playing their best football. What can you tell us about the offensive line, and who are those guys that are just pancaking people on those run plays, making those huge holes for you and Isaac?
Oh, the line, like this weekend, they were doing pretty good first half, and then they had to go up against a good Regina line, which is very big and very strong. And they really picked it up second half to give me all those yards, give me some good holes. And yeah, once they get fired up, they really give us some holes.
Couple weeks ago, Benton Bogey was named the Sam Herrig Insurance Wide Receiver of the Week, and he's come on strong of late. How has his game improved since week one, and what type of a threat is he on the outside?
Well, since week one, we struggled a lot. Since TJ here, first drive, he went out with a concussion, and we kind of struggled the first couple games. But then when he came back, he really gained a good connection with Benton, and lately he's just been throwing him some deep balls. Like one of the games, I think he threw him a 50, 60-yard deep ball, and Ben just came down with the ball, and it was a great pass, great catch. And he's a good multi-person. He's good on offense. He's good on defense. He's one of our best corners. He gets a lot of tackles, and he's an overall great player.
Is he a really tall kid? I've seen pictures of him online, and he looks like he's a monster. Is he about 6'2", 6'3"?
I think he's about 6'1".
6'1", okay. Probably in the program has him like 6'4". I remember measuring kids for those programs. Looking here at everything, I think the exciting thing about this game Friday night is two of the best defensive players in our area are going head-to-head. You mentioned Nathan Schockemill earlier, but you guys don't have any schlubs on defense as well. And currently leading the area in sacks is Tanner Oswinkle with 6, and he got another one Friday night. What can you tell us about Tanner Oswinkle and what he means to that defense?
Oh, Tanner, he's just a farm boy. He works hard. Can't stop the kid. He works his butt off in practice. He's one of the meanest kids on the field, and he's just a hard force to reckon with. And he'll get in there and get some sacks, especially if their old line struggles. Tanner he'll get in there.
They generally say it takes a new coach about 3 years to get their system implemented, get the guys understanding their system. And then usually that's when you see the victory start to pile up for a program. Mm-hmm. How are things going with first-year coach, Coach Mather?
Coach Mather, I think he's been really great. He's really got a good connection with all of us. And it's obviously his first year, so we're trying some new things. And some might not work, but some work pretty good. And
I think first overall it's going pretty good, and we got two more years. I got two more years left, and I think he'll get a lot better, and he's a pretty good coach.
I saw on Twitter, now known as X, that some of the fifth graders wrote you guys some good luck notes, and you were sharing those at practice the other night. I have to tell you, as a teacher, I thought that was pretty cool. And as a coach, I thought that was pretty cool as well. What did that mean to you?
It really meant a lot to us. They give us personalized notes, and it really, we can, something to hang up on our refrigerator and we can look at. I think Cole's bringing in, Cole Mather's bringing in some good new traditions that really means a lot to us.
The thing that I don't think kids realize is, especially from small communities, how much those elementary kids look up to the guys and the girls that are playing sports, whether it be volleyball or softball or football or wrestling. So that is a very cool tradition. I know Coach Mather and I know Dyersville Beckman isn't happy with the record right now, and I think they're a team to be feared with, because you had shared earlier that your signal caller TJ Thier went out early with a concussion, and that takes some time to heal. And when you lose that leader and you lose those meaningful reps and games, how hard it is to replace that time. What is Coach Mather going to stress all week that the Blazers have to do Friday night in order to beat Cascade to propel themselves into the playoffs?
I think the one thing he's going to stress the most is big plays. We can't let up big plays. We've let up a lot of big plays this year, and on special teams and all that, we need to stress just how important it is to not let up those big plays and really keep grinding it out, because what if we don't let up any of those big plays, 20-yard plays, 30-yard plays, then I think we will win this game. And if we get into the playoffs, I think we can make a run.
Cody, thanks for joining me on Tri-States Inside the Huddle. I know the Cascade people aren't going to want to hear me say this, but I have to be neutral, and I wish Cascade great luck and the best of luck on Friday night. And I would also like to do that to you and your teammates. Best of luck to Dyersville Beckman Friday night as they play rival the Cascade Cougars for a trip into the playoffs where everybody's record is 0-0. And listeners, remember, be a winner, not a whiner. Thank you for listening to the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast, Tri-State in the Huddle. Don't forget to find us on social media. Give a like and follow on Instagram and Facebook at Dubuque Area Sports Podcast, and also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Like and give a 5-star review. And remember,
you don't score until you score. Until you score.
That's right, baby!